NFL Week 1, new sponsor over on the YouTube channel. We've got BetMGM sponsoring today's show. And if you guys are new to BetMGM, head on over to the site, betmgm.com, and use the promo code Osmo, as is usual, our promo codes. And if you're a new customer, you get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Simply sign up using the promo code Osmo, make a deposit, place your first wager. If the bet loses, you'll receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now and go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. This is only valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Virginia. Terms and conditions may apply. So, Eric, you're right here with me. We're talking about week one. Going to go over some of our favorite over-unders for games. So, just starting off week one, what is the number one game you have the most confident going over-under the points total?
Well, anybody tuned into any of these other videos will know that I am very high on the Chargers this season. But I got to say, this Chargers at Washington football team opener for week one, I love the under 44.5 that we're looking at for this game. You have Brandon Staley here, the new head coach of the Chargers, defensive minded, coming over from the Rams, that he made the number one ranked defense last season. He gets the addition of Derwin James back into this lineup after a 2-year basically hiatus. And then Joey Bosa as well, another key player on the edge that should be just rocking and rolling once again here. Chris Harris Jr., if they're able to get anything out of him, if he can return to a little bit of form, I absolutely love going to this Chargers team as well as the Washington football team. You want to talk about a defensive line. Chase Young, Montez Sweat on the edges, Jonathan Allen and Darren Payne, all first rounders. Every single one of these guys, the middle of that line, Allen and Payne, having played at Alabama, both first rounders, 2017 and 2018. That's one of the best, if not the best, defensive line that exists in the NFL. I don't know how these offenses are really going to operate being the first week here. Maybe it's a little bit sloppy, and I think that that just definitely favors these defenses that are just going to be exceptional this season.
Yeah, they should definitely be two of the better defense in the league. And the other thing to consider also with this game, surprisingly close spread over at BetMGM. We only have Washington favored by only a 1-point underdog. I mean to say, I think a lot of people would assume the Chargers would be bigger favorites in this spot. So I agree with you. That is one of the games with the lower point totals of week one. I think like the second or third lowest of the entire slate. Mm-hmm. So certainly not a game that should have that many points scored. For me, the first game I'm looking at, it's the first game of the season, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ben Ross and I did a video on this game like a week ago or something like that at this point. And we had said to keep an eye on the status of Dak. I don't know why I just called him a different name.
Came close. It's all right. He hasn't been around for a while. Yeah. You're fine.
but Dak Prescott, he's dealt with all kinds of injuries in the off season. And then also obviously the broken foot/ankle at the end of last season, or anyway, towards the beginning of last season, that held him out for most of the year. But Prescott, even though he's dealing with the shoulder issue in preseason, he looks like he's going to be healthy enough to play by the time the season starts. And the Cowboys offense was so bad down the stretch of the season that it's easy to forget how good they were when Prescott was under center. And it wasn't just they were a prolific offense. They played at a really fast pace. Also, the defense was no good. So they were in a lot of shootouts. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we know that they have one of the best offense in football with a ton of weapons for Tom Brady to throw to. So with no real concern about Prescott's shoulder health, for me at least, what do you make of the health of Dak Prescott? Is it something that concerns you at all?
I'm not that concerned. And the thing I'm definitely not concerned about is targeting this Cowboys defense going forward. They are no good. They are very, very bad. And we saw a lot of catch up ball that they had to play last year. Not a ton of improvements to that side of the ball. I think you could be looking at the same situation once again this season, where the Cowboys are just going to be in shootouts time and time again here. Looking forward to playing a lot of those overs early on in the season. So I love that call. That's a great call by you. I'm going to be going to another under with my second pick for week one. My other one, a little bit less than the last one. I think going to that Chargers at Washington game, my number one. But Minnesota at Cincy, 48 total points in this one. I want the under once again. So the Vikings are a run-first football team with Dalvin Cook. As good as Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen are on the sides, you're going to be watching them run the football time and time again with Dalvin Cook on the road in these spots. Mike Zimmer, that's just kind of his MO. And then defensively, there are two big pieces that the Vikings are getting back here to create pressure. And that's Anthony Barr and Daniel Hunter. So Barr has not been very good the last two seasons, but I think he's finally healthy. And Daniel Hunter is such a difference maker. Rave reviews in camp. Not that everybody doesn't get a rave review in camp, but this guy was just an absolute difference maker on the defensive side of the ball on the edge for the Vikings. And missing out on him for basically the entire season last year to neck surgery was a big, big problem for them. We saw that they couldn't create pressure. They're still looking for another edge guy to kind of join him. But right now, that's as good as you can find anywhere in the entire NFL on the edge. And then let's talk one guy on the Cincinnati side of the ball that you don't want to be sleeping on. There's a cat by the name of Jesse Bates III. He is PFF's number one safety. He can create havoc all over the football field. I think he can make enough plays to keep this game somewhat competitive, kind of keep Minnesota great in the run as well. He can make enough plays, I think, where Minnesota doesn't go completely nuts here in this spot. Joe Burrow, I think the training wheels are still going to be on a little bit. So I'm looking at the under in this spot too.
Yeah, and did you see the some of the memes in the offseason where it was like, hey, if the Bengals draft Ja'Marr Chase in the first round, it's like Ja'Marr Chase standing out open like near the goal line, and then just Joe Burrow's getting sacked. And it was like, but if the Bengals draft Penei Sewell, and it was like at least he was getting protection in that scenario. And it's like, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is a good talent. He should help their skill position players, but it's not going to matter as much because the Bengals offensive line still sucks. So it's kind of hard to think that we're going to see Joe Burrow with a whole bunch of time to throw. So I still think long-term the Bengals are going to need some offensive line help before they become a really prolific offense. So I believe in a lot of the pieces there, but the offensive line still needs a lot of work. So certainly something that's going to be a concern for me. And this game does have a fairly high total, as you mentioned, at 48 points. The last one that I'm looking at for total is going to be the under in the 49ers-Lions game. I'm very low on the Lions heading into the season, which, I mean, everybody is, right? Who's looking at the Lions like, hey, I'm bullish on Detroit? Nobody really is, but there's a couple of real concerns I have here, specifically that Jared Goff, we saw him struggle at times with the Rams, and that was with a lot of talent around him. They always had elite offensive lines. He had elite skill position players. He had a lot of receivers to throw to. He has none of that in Detroit. He is a bad offensive line. He's got poor receiving options. I think this offense is going to be an issue. I don't think the defense is going to be great either, but I think it's going to be really difficult for the Lions offense to be able to move the ball at all against San Francisco. I expect San Francisco to be able to get out to a pretty big lead and then just kind of milk the clock and run the football. So I think this is a spot that sets up pretty well for a low scoring game and for San Francisco to be able to grind out the clock for most of the fourth quarter. So what do you think of that game? And maybe I'm wrong. Are you high on Detroit this year?
No, you are not incorrect. They have Anthony Lynn as their offensive coordinator, a former Chargers head coach who was not very good at all. So that should be entertaining to watch that offense operate. It feels like if any way that game gets there, it's going to be like a garbage time, nobody cares type situation. And that's usually what you're sweating on a couple of these as you're taking some of these unders. But as you said, with my pick with the Chargers and Washington game, it's going to at least be close. This game is not going to be close. So we're just kind of looking for San Francisco to put up 35 of the points, Detroit to put up 3 of them, and we'll cash that ticket.
And that is going to do it for us. Do us a favor, guys. Head on over to BetMGM. If you make your first deposit, use the promo code Osmo. But also, look at some of the lines there. Tell us what are some of your favorite bets over at BetMGM. It could be totals. It could be point spreads. Maybe there's a player future you're looking at. Let us know in the comment section. We'll follow up and answer some of your questions. Don't forget, promo code Osmo over at BetMGM. Get yourself risk-free bets up to $1,000.